This is Natalie dictating is the physical patient name William W I L L I M Helen H E L E N.
Okay, just document that.
And only Mr. Griffith has his bowel movement.
Date of birth 5/21/1926.
Okay.
Date of service 6/21/2023. Place Frankenwood Janice's Nursing Rehab. History of present illness.
I can't hear you, nothing.
Just more than my head.
The bald head. This is a 97-year-old female. She presented to the emergency room. Complaining of chest pressure, feel like stabbing in the chest about 3 a.m. Woke her up from the sleep. Pain lasted for 10 minutes, radiated to her neck. Felt like choking sensation. She was subsequently feeling numbness and tingling in her arm and fingers. Episode of nausea, but no vomiting. Patient was seen by the family about 6:30 in the morning for breakfast. They noted the patient could not get out of her lift chair. Patient had a chest pain to which the patient stated she was subsequently advised to come to emergency room. Patient was brought to the ED. Patient does have a known history of coronary artery disease, the stent placement in the past. As per patient, she has a previous heart attack. Patient was evaluated in the ED. Seen by cardiologist. Troponin was elevated. Patient was on a way for the RVR, incomplete right bundle branch block. The dead CT scan of the abdomen that revealed moderate left hydronephrosis.
I can't see if you are not wearing glasses. Should be crazy draining outside.
I don't know.
They recommended Foley catheter to be placed for bladder decompression and monitor the patient closely. Multiple studies done while in the hospital. Patient was placed Foley catheter. Urine outputs are monitored. Echocardiogram. Ejection fraction 50% to 55%. Patient has hypertensive urgency. Blood pressure was stabilized. Medication adjusted. Patient was diagnosed as non-STEMI type 2, and after stabilization, PTOT done. For paroxysmal AFib, they advised to resume her eloquence. Previous history of CAD, status post stenting in the past. She has a UTI admission and given ceftriaxone, then switched to Omnicef. Diabetes was monitored and after stabilization was sent to the subacute rehab. Today when I saw the patient, She's very about her Foley catheter. She keep asking why she has a Foley catheter. She denies any chest pain, nausea, vomiting, fever, chills. Past history, CAD. Next line, CKD. Next line, diabetes. Next line, hypertension. Next line, anemia. Next line, atrial fibrillation. Next line, history of CHF with preserved ejection fraction. Social history, no smoking, no alcohol, no drugs.
No, I don't have. Do I have the whole building?
Allergies, Demerol, D-E-M-E-R-O-L. Through our system, no headache, no dizziness, no sore throat, pulmonary, no cough, cardiac, no chest pain, GN, vomiting, musculoskeletal, no pain, genital urinary. Foley catheter is in place that is bothering her. But it's draining very clear urine. Neuro, no syncope, endocrine, no par, urinary, paradipsia, genital urinary, no hematuria. Physical exam, patient is awake, she is alert, cooperative. Blood pressure 124/54, pulse 69, temperature 98.6, respiration 18, pulse ox 100%, room air. Had data pneumocolic, isogenic taric, no urine discharge, throat clear, neck supple, nasal chest non tender, lungs clear, heart response to irregular, abdomen is soft, non tender, bowel from past extremity, right lower extremity, she has some skin abrasions, but no evidence of significant cellulitis, no cough tenderness, neuro, she is awake, alert, oriented, time 3, and cooperative. Recent lab done while in the rehab. Hemoglobin A1C 6.4. Sodium 144, potassium 4.2, cholesterol 109, CO2 30, creatinine, CO2 29, BUN 30, creatinine 1.4. Hemoglobin 8.7, mercury 26.9, WBC 6.0. Platelet count 240. Assessment, patient is admitted. Status post hospitalization due to hypertensive emergency. Next line, hydronephrosis. Next line, non-stemming type 2. Next line, coronary artery disease. Next line, atrial fibrillation with RVR. Next line, history of CHF with preserved ejection fraction. Next line, type 2 diabetes mellitus. Next line, chronic anemia. Next line, plan of care.
What about the Frederick Myers? I know about
it.
What about on
medication? Amlodipine 5 mg daily.
I was not in that hospital.
They have recommended twice a day with monitoring blood pressure 5 mg BID, Ceftiaxone 300 mg daily for 7 days. For recent UTI, next line cholesterol coverage, the aspart. Next line, lisinopril, 10 mg BID. Next line, Tylenol, 500 mg Q6 or PRN. Next line, apixaban, 2.5 mg daily. Aspirin, 81 mg daily. SCTG, 50 mg daily. Metoprolol, 50 mg BID. Miralax, 17 gram daily. Atorvastatin, 20 mg daily. Sana, for constipation, triamcinolone cream. Try to the leg.
Leg resting and it's draining through. It is a big
plan of care. Will continue all her current medication, PTOT for percussion, and continue Foley catheter until follow up urology. URO LOGY.